It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, we will get to Stockwatch in a moment.
It's getting interesting, though.
We have news to report.
Not for the Blazers, though. I'm going to need an ambulance, but not for me.
Okay, your Portland Trail Blazers, the NBA draft lottery is tonight. Your Portland Trail Blazers will select... Number 11. So that's not.
That is in Con Knipple rage, by the way. But also maybe Derek Queen.
Very much so.
The freshman of Maryland.
So cue the conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Because Washington and Utah have fallen out of the top four, and they had two of the three. They were two of the three teams with the best odds of the number one pick.
Yes.
They are both out. Utah will pick fifth. Washington will pick sixth. The four teams left are Philly,
mm-hmm.
Charlotte, Dallas,
and San Antonio.
San Antonio. Is it San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay.
San Antonio is also picking 14th, yeah. But yes.
Yeah, they have the two.
They have the two.
So cue the conspiracy theorist that, what's his name? Who's the
Cooper Flagg?
No, who's the Mavs guy?
Nico Harris.
Nico got hooked
Nico
up.
Nico got hooked up here.
Hey, you ship what's his nuts?
Luca.
Slovenian boy.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford
it. Life insurance? I can't afford it.
Did you do that?
I'm not putting it off. So no, I didn't touch anything.
We ship Luca out of town. You take all the heat. We give you Anthony Davis. And then, by the way, we also give you Cooper Flagg.
So the Spurs. So here's what we have so far. The Spurs will pick 14th. Atlanta 13. Chicago 12. Portland 11. Houston 10, that's that Suns pick.
Yeah.
Toronto 9, Brooklyn 8, New Orleans 7, Washington 6, Utah 5.
Yeah.
What if Dallas gets the number one pick, dude?
Oh, well, what if San Antonio gets the number one pick?
Well, like I said, I was rooting for that. I wouldn't want to see Dallas get the number one pick. I think that's bullshit.
So if you're Dallas, you get Kyrie back off the injury, you're pairing Cooper Flagg with Kyrie and Anthony Davis. You get him in Philly, and if everyone stays healthy, you're pairing him with Maxey, you're pairing him with Embiid, you're pairing him with Paul George. If you put him in San Antonio, you're pairing him with Castle, with Fox. Oh, yeah, that Wemby guy. I guess if you're putting him in Charlotte, it's with LaMelo Ball and who's the kid out of Alabama?
Fears?
No, the went ahead of Scoot.
Brandon Miller.
So one of those things, not quite as exciting as the other, but I guess you could make the case.
Dude, the Mavs had a 1.8% chance of the number one pick.
And there they are.
1.8%.
Yeah.
This was, you're just poo-pooing the Blazers' skyrocketed chances of 3.7%. You're like, no way. Well, the guy in the team with 1.8 could get it.
Welcome Igor Demon to the Portland Blazers. Come on down, Igor.
No, it's Konka Nipple time.
Let's go. I swear to God, if they pick Con Knipple.
Oh, they're going to pick Con
Knipple. My head will explode.
And they're going to do it despite
my
you.
My head will explode if you do that.
All right, we'll keep you posted there at break. Let's get to our stock watch. Here is Ryan, Dr. Ryan J. Buckley, MD.
The third.
That's right.
Fan.
Let's do a little NBA talk today. This on the heels of the Cleveland Cavaliers having their backs against the wall. Here's Kenny Atkinson on Donovan Mitchell.
What can you tell us about Donovan?
Left ankle injury. He'll get a MRI tomorrow.
So obviously there's just not much more you can say as far as availability.
I mean, no idea. I mean, you know, obviously he couldn't go in the second half. So, see what the MRI says.
Considering the one-seed Cavaliers losing their superstar and the commanding lead the Pacers have, buy or sell, the Pacers will win the Eastern Conference.
One, two, three, Cancun. No. I still think it's going to be the Boston Celtics. But fun fact, I was watching the hockey game, and then it went into intermission, and I flipped over because I was like, oh yeah, there's an NBA game. And I flipped over, and Indiana hit a three to go up by 41.
In life insurance. Half. Why are you putting
Come
it off?
On.
Can't
what
afford
happening?
It? Too
what
much hassle?
That?
Think you don't need it? There's
Bro,
lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't
hey,
there,
it'd
who
be
would
nice
pay
if
the
we had
mortgage?
An engineer.
Hey, you know
the
what?
The hell is going on?
It would be nice if I could have affordable life insurance. I would like that.
I'm staring at the what? Board. I don't know By where way, those sounds are coming from.
I don't. I didn't touch anything. I
didn't either. I'm just sitting here.
This is trouble.
I have nothing in front of me. I'm
Perhaps.
Not going to touch anything.
Perhaps we have opened up a new revenue stream. Mm. Ads during programming.
Boy, I love this. I love this.
Just press. Interrupt the programming.
That? Yeah.
Well, you Very know, effective ad.
Oh, boy. The Hornets are picking four.
Sixers got...
So it's
three.
So none of the teams no. with the best odds to get number one got number one.
It's San Antonio or Dallas.
It's Dallas. Dallas got number one, dude.
Dallas got one.
Dallas got number one.
Wow.
What the hell? No.
All time oh bailout. God.
No freaking way.
Wow.
No freaking way.
Is there a name for the sense of relief that Nico Harrison feels today?
The fix is in.
Dude, Jeez. The fix is so in. I am sorry I cannot be convinced this was not all set up.
They had a one, what is it, one?
1.8% chance.
They're the spot right behind the Blazers.
The fix is it.
Guaranteed.
You do a once-in-a-lifetime trade.
Lowest odds ever to win the lottery.
Once-in-a-lifetime trade that makes no sense to anybody. Then you have the commissioner come out and during a press conference say that he's the NBA ratings that kind of upticked in the second half. And he was glad because remember at the beginning of the year they were down and he alluded to a phantom trade that caused some interest. And then you have the lowest odds of all time and you get the number one pick that just happens to be supposedly this generational player. Come on!
Spitballing. If I may.
You need insurance?
No, I have life insurance. Oh.
But is it affordable?
But I tell you, you got my attention if you throw an ad right in our segments.
Yeah.
Like
I still don't understand.
Captive.
Those are high
What's
dollar
happening?
Ads.
Well, I see our boss, our new boss, Dusty, is sitting right out there. They're watching the draft.
Maybe he
lottery.
Can fix it.
Yeah. Anyway, what if? Remember when we were talking about the Luka trade, and perhaps it's the new owner of the Mavericks dumping in order to get the team so bad they can move to Vegas because they're Vegas people?
Yeah.
What if this is the NBA saying? Don't move to Vegas.
We'll give you
the number one pick.
I love conspiracy theories.
What about that?
This is fantastic. Look.
And the Spurs are picking two, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mavs one, Spurs two, Sixers three, Hornets four.
Now, let's just say three very interesting teams that are good.
Yeah.
Go 1, 2, 3. And the three teams that suck ass that no one wants to pay any attention to all fall out of the top three. Come on! Come on!
Dude, this is amazing. Okay.
Meanwhile, Portland at 11.
Back to our stock watch. What was the stock?
Yeah, the Pacers going to win the East
now
that they have a commanding lead in their series and Boston looks shaky.
I really like my Pacers, but no, I think it will be, Boston too. Although if the Knicks win that series, then it could be the Pacers. About that,
yeah,
is that a hot take?
Well, the Pacers, to give Indiana credit, which no one does, this will be the second year they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals. They have quietly Pritchard and company out there. They have put together
a
nice little team,
good little club.
And yet we act like Indiana's like some slappy.
Well, only one
East.
Only one fan personality had the courage to pick Indiana. I believe you're looking.
Schultzy was really.
I did it jokingly, though. I was saying, like, hey, my Pacers, I got the Pacers. And then, lo and behold, look how smart
Somewhere
I am.
Somewhere Dave Letterman is thrilled.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's move on to a little NBA media news as a GOAT joining some NBA coverage. They reported on this on ESPN. Here's Molly Karam.
Michael Jordan will serve as a special contributor to NBC's upcoming NBA coverage, the network announced. Stephen A.
In what capacity?
Oh,
that's what I want to know. Let me
As
tell
a contributor,
a contributor in what regard? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
analysis.
All right, an analysis. Well, first of all, obviously, we are talking about the GOAT, the greatest ever. Okay, so certainly the qualifications are there. I just want to know, because you know that's my brother. Yes, I love my brother, Michael Jordan. I just want to know, is it going to be the Michael Jordan, you know, that you see on television, or is it going to be the Michael Jordan we speak to? Because it's the Michael Jordan we speak to. Oh, it's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. This brother, the things that he will say and the way that he says them and the way that he breaks them down, Lord have mercy. Molly, that's on another level. You understand? But if it's NBC and the little kids out there are watching, and, you know, he wants to mind his manners about every little syllable
Why
he
am
utters.
I listening to this? Turn it off. God,
what different accents can you do in one clip? Great.
Buy or sell, you're off the Stephen A. 2028 presidential
yes.
ticket.
Yes, just kidding. Was that never wasn't... on it.
Stephen A. hyperbole aside, buy or sell that Michael Jordan appearing on NBC basketball NBA coverage is enough of a draw to get you to tune in?
No.
It will be for a lot of people.
Not for me.
I don't know if I don't know if it gets me. I'll tell you what, it puts it on my radar. It does. Look, if you told me that the greatest athlete in any sport was going to go on the coverage of something, especially the one like in the 30 for 30, or not 30 for 30, the Last Dance, I'm not going to do 9 annoying accents and change my inflection
Please,
37 different times. But if you get that Jordan, absolutely. And you don't hear from Michael. You just don't.
Right.
So, yes, this is going to be a huge deal if... And by the way, watch him now come on and do 8 seconds worth of something, and it goes
away. And he's like Magic Johnson.
He's like, this guy's a really good basketball player.
But potentially, this is massive. And if he wanted to, he could replace Barkley as the biggest voice in NBA media. I just don't know if he has any desire to, but it will get my attention. Don't know if it'll get me to tune in every night for every second, but this will get my attention.
And we talked about this in the last segment briefly, but this is Shams Charania on Giannis's future.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, has not made any firm decisions about his future. But sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career, he's open-minded about whether his best fit is in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere and exploring what those options outside of Milwaukee look like. Is it sensible for him to potentially leave? And I'm here in Chicago. This is the summit of Giannis Antetokounmpo. All 30 decision makers are descending upon this city. Now, agents all in town. There's going to be plenty of natural, substantive conversations that are going to be taking place here. And we've known over the last several years, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been very open-minded about at least expressing that he is going to explore options because his goal is to win a championship. He said it over the years that my goal, I only want to win and compete for rings. He said it on his brother Tanasi's podcast last month that if I don't retire, if I retire without winning a second championship, he's not going to be able to essentially sleep at night. And so if that's his goal. What is that?
That's enough from Shams.
That was really long, too.
Yeah, it went too long.
What is going on with you?
I don't know. I'm off my game considering there's gremlins in the board throwing ads at us mid-segment.
Right.
So things are going a little wonky here. But buy or sell, now Vegas Odds still has the first game Giannis plays next season to be in a Milwaukee Bucks jersey. Buy or sell, he will be a Milwaukee Buck at the beginning of next season.
I don't think so. If Milwaukee has any sort of sense, and, you know, they've been an aggressive front office. This is it. Giannis was talking about leaving. You made the move for Dame. It didn't work. Dame tears the Achilles. He's on the wrong side of 30. You don't own your own first round pick, I think, until like 2031. You've given them away and then pick swaps. There's really no avenue for you to get better. You got 2 more years of Giannis under contract, and he's going to get increasingly unhappy. You make the move now. You call up Houston, and you see what you can get out of the Houston Rockets. How many first-round picks can you get? Maybe 2 young players and 2 ones, maybe 3 ones to go get a package from Houston. That's the one that makes sense. Hopefully Houston bites. If not, you start exploring the other young teams that Giannis would re-sign with because you can't ship him somewhere where he's going to be the only one because, again, he's not going to be happy. And he won't re-sign there. But yes, Milwaukee needs to be smart and do this. It's their only chance of flipping the page. This run is over, and it netted you a championship. And for a small market team, I think that's all you can really hope for, is your star got you an NBA championship, and now it's time to let him go and rebuild the next chapter of the Milwaukee Bucks.
So this is akin to when we were sitting here as Blazer fans saying, hey, love Damian Lillard, it's time to make a move. But this one is much more necessary for Milwaukee because of the player that Giannis is, considering his contract situation in 2 years, he's up. And then also just the fact that he's a MVP-level player in his prime. You have to flip the script on him and that franchise, and you have to do it this offseason.
Yes.
It only makes sense. If they hold on to him, that is maybe an owner saying, oh, can't let him go, or somebody's being stubborn, because it does not make sense.
Nope.
You got to make the move. And it's why a lot of Blazer fans kind of knew that. It's like when you traded Lillard, it's like, okay, I get it.
Yep.
Even though that trade's looking better and better, by the way, as time goes on.
Yeah, Dame has kind of fallen apart.
But yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But there's no way you could have predicted that. I just think Milwaukee's got to do it. The Stock Watch each Monday brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Somebody gets their own day in Eugene. And how do you feel about daily express trips to the coast? How do you feel about that? Those items next on In the News on The Fan. Here's Buck.